Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Donnie, I'll put you on the stand first. 4-0 starts for Tomlin Steelers.
I feel like it only happened in 2020.
That was my answer.
That is correct.
No, it's more. That is correct. I know he's had an 0-4 start and then finished 8-4 that year, and I believe that's the genesis of Aditi telling a story about, like, hey, pretty good year, though, to rally back, and then she was taken aback at his insanely high self.
When they lost
standards for self.
That year to drop to 0-4, that was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That fourth loss was in London.
To Minnesota.
And Matt Cassel.
Castles made of sand, Mulsey.
And what's that from?
I don't know. I just thought of what would Joe say to, like, make a castle reference.
And I heard that Tomlin at that point, because it was a new low for him,
mm-hmm.
was doing something that the writers had never experienced before. He was going up to people in the locker room after he had done his
media
post-game press conference. Yeah. And he was asking them, like, hey, how was your flight over here? How was the travel?
Like, you mean the writers?
Yeah.
Like, he was being nice to the media, basically.
Well, making small talk.
Just being
inane
chummy.
Small talk with them. Like, hey, like, everything okay with where you stayed? What do you think of London?
Just unbelievably calculated stuff from him, right? I mean, do you think it fooled anybody?
No, I think everyone had the same exact thought. If you were 4-0 right now.
You'd be like, I hope your flight sucked.
Yeah.
I hope you had diarrhea on the flight over here.
I have Tomlin right now second on my Andrew Filippone Coach of the Year rankings.
Oh, man.
He is the runner-up for me.
You haven't even told us that you've been ranking them actively, man. How dare you?
Yeah, he's second for me right now.
Mike McDonald, number one?
No, I have Tomlin ahead of him.
All right, hold on. Let me guess then. Kevin O'Connell.
Yep. Because they spanked Houston on Sunday. And you know what else I give O'Connell credit for? Not just the Sam Darnold transformation. I give him credit for the same thing
I gave Tomlin credit for. Hired Flores.
Could you imagine? Well, I guess the Steelers don't need, like, exotic looking defenses because their front seven is so good.
Minnesota's defense had been a problem for them in various seasons, and Flores has them playing
ball.
I
do look back on that, and I think with Flores here, why did Tomlin not utilize him more?
Because he likes running his defense
yeah,
his way.
Yeah, I know, but the guy is so good at his job.
I think Mike...
He held the Rams in that
Mike
great offense to 3 points
job.
In the Super Bowl.
I think Mike thinks that he is very good at his job.
And
what
he
do you
is.
Think, do you Did Belichick ever say that that was Flores calling that game and it wasn't Belichick?
There have been reports about how Flores was so involved in that defensive game plan for one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever seen.
Didn't Doran won a lot of money on that Super Bowl betting on Edelman to be the MVP, I think. Like, because it was just obvious to people that it would be Brady or Goff.
Congratulations on all his gambling success.
I just remember that one. So he's Donnie here. I'll wheel this over to you. Pony got him second behind O'Connell. I'll say this much: I have O'Connell number one just because I think.
Yeah, he's hard to deny.
Well, he's right also now. He is definitively just like Mike is, although it's not, you know, reported in the shadows or anything. Everyone knows Kevin O'Connell calls their offense play to play. Wes Phillips is their OC, but he's more of like a helps with the game plan
guy. Is that Wade
Phillips?
I believe it is, actually.
Son of bum. That's
They've also kind of spanked two Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, I mean, you bludgeon Houston the way they did on the heels of, like, pretty much taken it to the 49ers, at least offensively, where you put up 400 yards of offense in a game. I think you deserve a lot of credit. I don't know. I'm torn on Tomlin for this reason.
Would you put Sean McDermott ahead of him?
No.
Look at what they lost. Look at the players.
No, because I feel
Stephon
like
Diggs,
you know what I'm dinging
defensive
him.
Personnel.
Okay, do you know
cheat
what
code at quarterback?
I'm dinging him for the fact that he employs Josh Allen. Like, I'm dinging him for the fact that his quarterback looks like the T-1000 right now. He's just unstoppable. Their defense is great. Don't get me wrong. Their defense has been really good. But I'm dinging him for that. I think McDonald deserves some consideration, but I would knock him further down because they haven't played anybody. If they beat Detroit to go up 4-0, Seattle does, then I think Mike McDonald starts to climb this list. The thing with Tomlin for me is, his side of the ball is absolutely the side we know he cares more about, that he runs personally, that he oversees, is whooping ass. Like, they are playing great football on the defensive side. They have made, even though you can come up with a caveat for each quarterback they've played, Cousins clearly got healthier from week one to week two, maybe even to week three. Nix is still a rookie, and Herbert was hobbled. Even though you can come up with a caveat, in two of those three cases, the guy went on to play better the following week. Cousins definitely did against a very good defense. And then Nix went out the next week and looked like a real quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's in my top five, but what intrigues me much more about Mike is, will he, because that clip you just played, I think, kind of drives it home. He talked about them needing to get off to a better start. I still feel like the perception on the outside looking in is that the reason their offense hasn't been better, like more efficient at scoring touchdowns,
it's because he's holding it back.
Because he is still pulling back on the reins. What do they call those taxis that are horse drawn in New York? Handsome taxis.
Buggies?
No, it's like a handsome taxi. I think
Donnie, ever think about taking Sarah out on a handsome taxi? Get her out there in Central Park on one of those big.
What a way to propose that.
Are you saying handsome?
No,
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, Daddy.
Okay, I don't know if it was like, like your grandmother says you're handsome.
And then squeezes your cheek.
Or like Hanson, like the guys that say.
Handsome cab. The handsome, H-A-N-S-O-M, is a kind of horse-drawn carriage. Joseph Handsome.
Okay, Chris, we get it.
Thank
you. You know a lot of trivia.
Thank you, DeMolzi.
Worthless information.
Anyway, I just feel like he is doing a great job with his side of the ball, and they have bludgeoned three teams in a row and made three quarterbacks look very bad. Although Herbert got hurt, which I still have to give them credit for, but he was cooking them a little bit.
You know what, though? You know,
but I just wondered to what degree he's going to let Justin Fields keep trying to be more and more dynamic.
There's only two ways, in my opinion, though. I'm saying Tomlin is second right now, and I don't have anything bad to say about him at the moment. I'm not going to invent critiques of him about the season.
Oh, come on.
So far.
We always like it when you do though.
I've never done that. I think every criticism I've had of him are valid. How can you still hold a guy in rarefied air when his last two offensive coordinator hires were Randy Fichtner and Matt Canada, and then he stuck with Canada for an extra year and thought it was a good idea to sign Trubisky? His name's all over the Kenny Pickett draft pick. The reality for Tomlin is, though, for me, ultimately, in order for his stock to rise, and for me to view him now as a more impressive-looking coach, mm-hmm. one of two things or both have to happen. He either has to fully develop Justin Fields here and have taken Justin Fields from Chicago and for more than just three games made him in to a quarterback that you feel like you can compete for Super Bowls with. If he does that, he is going to get credit because Fields wanted to come here. They got him for less because of that. He paired him with the right offensive coordinator. He put him in a position to succeed. If that happens with Fields, almost regardless of how their season ends, I will give him high marks as a coach and think much more of him. Or he has to win a playoff game. He has to win a playoff game. You can't be considered a great coach and have a streak of eight seasons without a playoff victory.
You don't win coach of the year when you're a guy who's got a long tenure and you surprise people, but then when do they don't give it out. Wait, I don't know.
It's only regular season.
Only regular season.
Yes,
so
that's how Kevin Stefanski won it last year.
I was just
going to
say.
Crushed in the playoffs.
Didn't Dable win it?
He did.
Same. Well,
the year before.
They did win a playoff game. Yeah, exactly. I think the first part of what you said is way more like even compelling than winning a playoff game, believe it or not. Like if it's all these other, these little disparate factors that brought Fields here, that Tomlin, because Tomlin has such a magnetic pull with players, because Tomlin finally learned his lesson and hired a coordinator who had some real agency and some real track record, if all those things coalesce and you get the quarterback of the future, he would deserve a lot of credit for it. He would have to. Like, even I think if you're a hater of his, somebody who's frustrated by some of his stubbornness about certain parts of football, you'd have to acknowledge that they wouldn't be in the situation that they were without him.
But if they get average quarterback play from Fields and they find a way to win a playoff game, a game with higher stakes, a game that means more, where it's the pressure is pushed up, it's where legacies and careers are defined. If he did that and beat a Jets or beat a Bills or beat a Chiefs, something crazy like that, hell yeah, I'd be singing his praises and say, you know what? I was down on this guy for a while, but I've come back around, and I consider him one of the best coaches in the NFL.
The funny part is, though, if he beat like the Jets and then got beat by the Chiefs, even if it was, you know, by 10 or 14 points, I don't feel like I've come around on this guy, he won a playoff game, would last more than a week. I really don't.
Well, I don't think I would be. You're right. I mean, Lamar Jackson beat the Texans in the playoffs and then the next week lost to the Chiefs.
It would take a run to a Super Bowl at bare minimum, but I think for most people to not just have it be a week to week, hey, I like Mike right now.
No, I would not be like lavishing him with insanely high praise, but I would give the man credit, and it would absolutely change the narrative around here about him. Because the biggest retort to he's never had a losing season is, yes, he has. He has a losing record in the playoffs for his career. And he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
I just think it's one of those things where winning a playoff game would quickly be eradicated by, say he made a decision people thought was questionable in the next playoff game. It would undo a whole season's worth of work.
Well, I'm telling you, it wouldn't
for me. The most interesting thing quickly about him this year is, this is the first year I can remember where it seems almost in the extreme that the way football is being played and what the numbers show you about how it's being played actually caters to the way he wants to coach football.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.